بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله محمد بن عبد الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن وآله. My dear respected listeners, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us ease. He has given us ease. In Urdu we call it aram. Arabic istiraha. And we should be very grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this comfort. The country we're in, Allah has given us a roof. Allah has given us a family. To a certain extent, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us security. Compared to other places in the world, we don't have to worry about our roof. Security, food, water, safety. Allah has given us. And this is a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is not because we've earned it. This is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He wanted us to have this. Allah has given this to us. Allah has given this to us. It is a big blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, He gives virtue to everyone in different levels. Some He will give more, some less. Some Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give them more wealth, more security, more comfort than others. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not keep everyone in one level of ease or comfort. The reason, the hikmah behind this is so that people amongst them, they look at each other and take lessons. Either they be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for what Allah has given them, or they be patient for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give them in the life hereafter better. And this is a test. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given different people different abilities, different blessings, different things in this world. Not just this country, around the world. Majority of us, when we go back home, we see many people. Just looking at their bodies, some of the body parts are missing. Look at the wealth. They are begging. But now what we need to look is ourselves. We need to focus on ourselves. Is there anything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't give us? I'm talking about necessities. There's one thing luxury, there's one thing luxury and one thing necessity. Our dharura, our necessity, is there, amongst our necessity, is there anything that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not give us? And we know comfort is a big blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not worrying about, oh, what's going to happen tomorrow? I've got children to feed, I've got wife to feed. Not worrying, oh, the roof, house, what, where am I going to stay tomorrow? Am I going to be sent out from this house tomorrow? Am I going to be kicked out from this house tomorrow? Am I going to be kicked out from this area tomorrow? No, we don't have this. And this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is something we have taken it very lightly. Very, very lightly. Before, yes, this is normal. Just an example. Say, for example, a person just one example. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us eyes. Would we know the value of eyes? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us eyes. We know what we can do with our eyes. Say Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes them away from us. That's when we will realize the value of our eyes. When it's taken away from us, then we will realize the value of our eyes. When we had eyes, we could see our beloved ones, our parents, our wives, our children, our brothers, our sisters. We could see the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When our eyes are taken away, can we see all those things? This is when we will realize. This is when a person realizes the blessing, the value of the eyes. Same goes with all the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every small, big, every blessing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed upon us, same rule applies to that. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes them away from us, then we will realize the value of that. But is it guaranteed that Allah will give it back to us? It's not guaranteed. So why let Allah take it away from us? His blessings. Blessing doesn't just mean eyes, money, wealth. Means everything. Comfort, roof, security, safety. When you're running around from one place to other, looking for places, shelter. When I've been thrown out from my own country. Why let Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take the blessings away from us and then realize when it's too late? This is why, my dear respected listeners, it is very, very important. Allah says in the Quran, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ, that if you are grateful to my blessings, if you thank me, if you are grateful to my blessings, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ, I shall increase in your blessings. I shall increase. Allah has given us all those things. He has given us wealth, family, comfort, safety, everything. And we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase. He will give us more. The least Allah will give is that it will remain with us. The blessings that Allah has given us, it will remain with us. That's the least Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us. But if we, for the sake of Allah, we thank Allah. What does he mean by thank Allah? Just say Alhamdulillah. No. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us our example again with eyes, how do we thank Allah for our eyes? Using our eyes the correct way. Looking at hasanat, good things. This is called thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, being grateful. If we look towards evil, if we look towards haram, then this is being ungrateful to Allah's blessing. This is one example for eyes. Example of wealth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us wealth. We're spending wealth in the wrong place. We're spending wealth in the wrong place. And we're leaving out the places, the causes of good. The good places where we will be helping others. The wealth is Allah's. The wealth that we have, it is not our wealth. Allah says in the Quran, Allah is ghani. He's wealthy, we are poor. وَنَحْنُ الْفُقَرَىٰ. This wealth that Allah has given us, it's Allah's. No. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this wealth. And this wealth, if we spend it in the wrong place, wrong places, this is being ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Spending in the haram ways, we are being ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's blessing. But if we, with that wealth, spend in the right causes, then Allah, this is being grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's blessing. Comfort. With this comfort, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a roof. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us roof. Cold weather, He has given us heat. Hot weather, He has given us coolness. We don't have to stay outside anywhere. We don't. The next day, we know where we are gonna sleep. Not outside. We are staying in our homes, sleeping with our family. Allah has given us this comfort and ease. Now, by giving this to us, we should realize, this should open our eyes, that in the beginning when I mentioned about the verse from the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives everyone different levels. He tests everyone. For us to open our eyes and to realize and to help others. Allah says, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says hadith of Muslim and Bukhari, لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يحب أخي ما يحب لنفسه. You are not a complete believer. لا يؤمن أحدكم. You are not a complete believer until what you like for yourself, you like for your brothers. What you like for yourself, you should like for your brothers. This is when you do this, then you know that you're a complete believer. Now, if we dislike something for us, the same way we should dislike that for our brothers. Do we like comfort? Do we like to have a roof on top of us? Do we like to be in safety? Do we like to make sure our children have food? Do we like to see our child, our children cry because there's no food? No, we don't like all this. It will affect us. What do? We provide for them. The wealth Allah has given us from this wealth, we provide for our children, making sure that they are not crying and they have their food. Comfort. A place to sleep in. The same way, my dear respected listeners, what we dislike for ourselves, we should same way dislike for our brothers. This is a hadith of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Across, around the world, we should open our eyes with the comfort and the blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given every single one of us. I'm not saying everyone's equal over here, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, let's just look at our necessities, just our dharura. Let's just look at our dharura. Has Allah not provided us our necessities? Just our necessities. Did Allah not provide that for us? I'm not talking about extra. Just what is needed for that day, for me and for my family. Did Allah not provide that for us? Yes, alhamdulillah, He has. So the same way, we should not forget about our brothers and sisters around the world. People are getting killed. Children, women, men. We should try our best. Whatever way we can help, we should help. This should be our duty. However we can, we should help. It shouldn't be that the first people to say we will help, the non-Muslims. No. It should be the believers. Because this is the hadith. لا يؤمن أحدكم. You're not a complete believer till what you like for yourself, you like for others. When we see people are fleeing from their homes, have nowhere to stay, no food, no water, no drink, no clothes, it should come to our hearts first. And we should try our best to send things. That's the least we could do. Along with dua. Along with dua, we should try. Not let the non-Muslims announce that we will be helping. We should be the first people, the believers, to make this announcement that we will be, inshallah, helping those people. Because why? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has opened our eyes. The situation we are here today in, we should thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If Allah wanted, He could have taken all the blessings that we have today, He could take them all away. And then it's too late. Then it's too late. People are fleeing their countries because of whatever reason. But still, the humans. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, even you should fulfill another human's right. Doesn't matter if he's a Muslim or non-Muslim, you should fulfill their rights. And if they're Muslim, then it's our duty. However we can, whatever way we can, we should try our best to help those people. Giving, providing food, providing water, providing education, medicine, etc. However we can. Like I said, everyone's different in blessings that is given to them by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this room and in this world. A person, however he can, he should. We shouldn't just, you know, take our eyes off it again. We should look at ourselves. Where has Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put us today? Discomfort? Do we have a home to go to? Do we have children who are happy? They're not crying for food, are they? The necessary food? They may be crying for extra food. After food, they're probably crying for extra food. This is the situation Allah has given us. Let us open our eyes and not just think about ourselves, but let's think about our brothers and sisters and the children. How we can help them. How we can take part in this work of good. How we can take part in this. If we have firm intention, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make ways for us. Allah will open the doors for us. And inshallah, like I said, when I said recited the vase, La in shakartum la azidannakum, that if we thank Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase in our blessings. So when we see this and we give more to those who are in need, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at least for us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase in our blessings. And we can thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And those who are going through difficulties, hardship, comes in a hadith of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves His servant, what does He do with them? He wipes out their sins in this dunya by putting them under difficulties and trials. So this in this dunya, they, all the sins are wiped out, they're forgiven. So on the day of Qiyamah, there will be nothing in the bad account and they'll be entered into paradise. These are for those who are under trial, who have lost their homes, who are running away from their homes, who are, you know, with the children, with the wives, have nothing to eat. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will wipe their sins in this dunya and inshallah enter them into paradise. And this is what all of us want. And with the people who got the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what we should do is we should thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And thanking is not verbally, just verbally say alhamdulillah. We do it with action. The few examples I've given, with the eyes, we look towards good, grateful of Allah, being grateful. We look at evil, being ungrateful. With wealth Allah has given us, utilizing it in halal way, is being grateful to Allah. Utilizing it haram way, is being ungrateful to Allah. The comfort Allah has given us, making us realize that this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and give those, try to be the means of giving comfort to others who don't have comfort, is being grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Individual, whatever we can, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imagine we were in that situation. For the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we should try our best. As believers, لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يحب أخيه ما يحب لنفسه لئن شكرتم لأزيدنكم ولئن كفرتم إن عذابي لشديد. And the last verse Allah says, but if you are ungrateful to my blessings, إن عذابي لشديد, surely my punishment is severe. My punishment is severe. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first of all give me the ability to act upon what has been said. First of all me, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all brothers and sisters the ability to act upon what has been said. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Just before I complete, today and this weekend will be the last of adult classes enrollment. So brothers or sisters who are interested in joining, registering for the adult classes, 8 weeks course. It's an 8 weeks course. We'll start on the 19th of September, every Saturdays, for 8 Saturdays, at 12 o'clock p.m. to 1:15, just before Dhuhr. Please come and see me after Jumu'ah, because this weekend is the last of enrollment, and £30 is for the enrollment fee. Brothers at the back, please, inshallah, come forward. So brothers who come late, they can have that place, inshallah, and stand there. Brothers who are next to the door side, please come utilize all this space at the back, inshallah. Jazakumullah khair. And brothers who are here, please use all these rooms except the first room. Use all those rooms on the sides. Jazakumullah khair.
الله أكبر الله